Welcome to Bouncing Forward. I'm Amy Purdy. I believe that our challenges give us the opportunity to live an even greater life with more meaning and purpose. Through my own experience of losing my legs at 19 years old and going on to become a professional athlete, New York Times bestselling author, and world-renowned motivational speaker, I've learned that overcoming our obstacles has nothing to do with bouncing back. It has everything to do with bouncing forward. That's why, on this podcast, I'm sharing stories of resilience, setbacks, and remarkable comebacks. Your journey to bouncing forward starts here. Hey guys, so first I just want to say thank you all so much for your support with this podcast, for sharing it with your friends and your family, for leaving reviews, sending me your comments, sending me your feedback. You guys, it means the world to me. You've made this a 5-star podcast, and I couldn't be more grateful for you. And I've read every single review, and I'm so grateful. Honestly, this is a team effort. In order for this podcast to grow, it takes all of those reviews, it takes those ratings and those stars, and I just couldn't be more grateful to have your support. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And for those of you who have been following this podcast from the very beginning, you know that I launched it from my hospital bed in January, when I had the revision done to my left leg. I had my left leg amputated a little bit more, and I was laying in the hospital bed in Boston by myself. Because of COVID, my family couldn't be there. My husband couldn't even come to visit. So for 7 days, I laid in the hospital bed, and I got so inspired to share all the things that I've learned through every challenge I've faced with all of you. And that's why I wanted to do Bouncing Forward. As I was going through these challenges, I was learning so much, and I continue to. And that's really what has inspired me to do this podcast, is wanting to share not just the stories and the challenges, but really the lessons learned and the messages that I've learned along the way. I've wanted to share all of this with you. You know, it's often in our darkest days that we find the light. And that's exactly why I wanted to do this podcast, because I wanted to share that light with you. And when I started this podcast, I actually started it with 10 episodes in mind. And we are now at 45 episodes. So take this as an example. Whatever it is you want to do, just get started. Get the ball rolling. Then the ideas, then the inspiration come. And with that being said, I have been learning a lot about podcasts and podcasting over the last few months and even over the last few weeks. The landscape has completely changed. You know, you can do a podcast completely on your own from your iPhone. In fact, my last episode, I didn't have my microphone, so I did it from my iPhone. You know, you can start a podcast so easy, but now there's all types of ways to get support and to monetize and to grow and to be strategic and to really turn it into something much, much bigger than just you sitting behind the microphone. And that is what I am focused on next. And I was talking with my friend Amy Cuddy the other day. You guys might know who she is. She has one of the top TED Talks in the world. In fact, it's the second most watched TED Talk in the world. But she also happens to be one of my dearest friends. And she's looking into doing a podcast herself. And she was telling me, and this is something that I had no idea about. Here I have a podcast. I had no idea because the landscape is changing so fast. But she was telling me how these days, podcasts are pitched and funded and picked up almost like book deals. So when I got my book deal with HarperCollins, we pitched them on the idea and they gave me an advance, and then I wrote the book and then we launched it together. So podcasts are doing the same thing, where you put the podcast pitch together, you pitch it to different networks. Those networks might give you an advance, or you get a cut of the sponsorship ads. There's a ton of different ways to do it. But you know, that network might buy like 8 episodes, or that sponsor might buy 10 episodes. It's really, really fascinating what's happening. And so this really got me thinking that There's so much that I want to do with this podcast. I have so many ideas. I have so many more stories and lessons learned that I want to share with all of you and different guests that I want to bring on. But I really want to make this the best that it can be. And to be honest, I never focused on really monetizing it. Of course, I knew that I would move in that direction, but I never focused on the money. I didn't want to. I didn't want to think like the only reason I'm doing this is to make money from it. No, that you'll never get anywhere if you're focused on the money. I wanted to focus on serving. I wanted to focus on sharing the things that I was learning through some of my darkest days. But not only that, I wanted to share tips and techniques on being a high performer and how to live our best, most productive lives. So that's been my focus, and it's been so incredible. But I'm now at a point where I want to make this podcast as big as it can be. I want it to reach as many people as it possibly can. There's so much opportunity. The possibilities are endless. And so I have thought really long and hard about this, but I have decided to wrap up season one of Bouncing Forward. Yes, season one was 45 episodes, but you guys, I am so proud of myself for being proactive, right? Like during COVID, during quarantine, even during surgeries, I had 10 surgeries this year, and I launched a podcast in the middle of it. And I'm so proud of myself because I had so many excuses of why not to do it. And I did it. And I thought, okay, we'll see how this goes. And 45 episodes later, I'm loving it. I love my community I've built throughout this. I am going nowhere. I just want you to know that. I'm not going anywhere. This podcast is not disappearing. In fact, this is not the end. This really is the beginning. Because what I'm going to be doing is strategizing over the next few months. I'm going to be networking. I'm going to be talking to different networks. I'm going to be studying what other podcasts do. I'm going to be reaching out to my brand partnerships, and we are going to bring something back that is bigger and better than before. And you know, I never did a proper launch. Because I launched it from my hospital bed right after surgery, about 2 days after surgery, I never really put the effort or the energy behind a proper launch. And I've been craving that, and I missed that. So I'm really excited to come back in the fall and relaunch Bouncing Forward. So in the meantime, this is what I need from you. If there's an episode you love, please keep sharing it. If you haven't rated and reviewed the podcast, please do that. You can do that on Apple Podcasts. You just go to the bottom, you click rate and review. Every review helps because the more ratings and reviews this podcast gets, the more support it will get. And the more support it gets, the more lives we can impact. Another thing you can do, and I just heard this the other day, is download a handful of these episodes that I've done. So the algorithm really loves when there's downloads. But not only that, because we're looking into getting more support for the podcast, they will be looking at brands and networks will also be looking at the number of downloads. So if you want to do me a huge favor, download a handful of these episodes, download a few of your favorites, and please share them. Also, I really would love your feedback. So if there's episodes that you loved, please let me know. You can DM me on Instagram. You can also leave it in the reviews on Apple Podcasts. If there's podcasts or ideas that you have that you think would be a great idea that I haven't talked about in these 45 episodes, please DM me and let me know. Also, I'd be curious to know if you've enjoyed the solo episodes or if you've enjoyed the guest episodes, if you've enjoyed one over the other. Personally, I've loved doing a mix of solo and guest episodes, but I'm really curious what your favorites have been. And I also suggest signing up for my Live Inspired email so you are the first to know when we relaunch Bouncing Forward. You can sign up through my website, amypurdy.com. You can also sign up through Instagram. If you click on my link in my bio, it will send you to my link tree. And in there, you'll see Live Inspired email. You will be the first to know when I have anything new coming out, including when we relaunch Bouncing Forward. Once again, thank you all so much for your love and your support and your connection and your energy behind this podcast. I've loved every second of it. There's something really amazing that's happened by going deeper into stories and going deeper into topics. I feel like it's connected us all that much more. And for that, I'm forever grateful. And just remember, while we're apart for the next couple months, that whatever it is you're going through, true resilience has nothing to do with bouncing back. It has everything to do with accepting what is and bouncing forward to all that we could be. Till next time. Thank you so much for tuning in to Bouncing Forward. My mission is to show that no matter what our circumstances, if you want something bad enough and if you feel it in your heart and your soul, that the possibilities of what we can achieve are endless. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast to never miss an episode, and please leave a review to help me help more people bounce forward. I want to leave you with this one question. If your life was a book and you were the author, how would you want your story to go? From this podcast, I hope you walk away seeing that although we can't control the things that happen to us, we can always control the way we react to them. We determine where our story goes from here. It's not about bouncing back to who we once were. It's about bouncing forward and becoming all that we could be.